Welcome to the Happy Valley Baptist Church Sermons Podcast. We are so glad that you have decided to listen to the message that God has brought through Brother Mark this week. This sermon was recorded on Sunday, April 6, 2025, and released on Sunday, October 5, 2025. This week's message is titled, Is Sinning Fun? And the scripture reference is Psalm 19:14. My prayer is that this message is a blessing to you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the sermon.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Once again, we uplift Georgiana and Brother Gary. Heavenly Father, just give them peace. Give the doctor wisdom as Miss Georgiana's over in Lubbock, Heavenly Father, and just put your healing hands on her and be with Brother Gary. Lord, just give him comfort. I ask these things and ask you to bless this message that I'm about to bring, that we can honor and glorify you, Heavenly Father. Ask these things in your precious name. Amen. Title of my message is, Sinning is Fun. Even if we don't want to admit it. Hey, you adults in here, look at me. You remember when we were teenagers? It was fun, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Not nice now, but it was back then. See, but you know what? We even sin. Okay, but I like, but Bert's good up there pointing at me. See, he's pointing one finger at me, but there's three pointing back at him. Oh, you was pointing that way? Okay, that'd be all right. See, we sin even when we don't mean to. Like staying up late on a Saturday night, having a lot of fun. We get home late, and then we get up on Sunday and too tired to go to Sunday school or too tired to go to church. But then at 11 o'clock, we're not too tired to go out and eat. And then when the pastor sees you at church and said, you know, we really missed you last Sunday. What were you doing? And the reply is usually, I really didn't feel too good. I was kind of under the weather till 11 o'clock. How about this one? You tell someone you will help them, and you don't. And then when they ask you, well, I thought you was going to help me. But you got to come up with some good excuse of why you couldn't go help them after you told them. But you know what? That's just a little white lie. That don't hurt nobody. That's not a big deal. It's just one little white lie. Not a big white lie, just a little one. Well, let's see. It says in Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. See, we like to make excuses for things we know we shouldn't do, but we do them anyway. There's always an excuse of why we do something, whether it be good or bad, but there's an excuse when I don't do something I'm not supposed to do. Oh, this is a freebie. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Now let's go back to the very beginning. Y'all know Eve, don't you? Adam and Eve sinned first. Then their son Cain killed his brother. And then there was good old Abraham. You know Abraham? Y'all know Abraham? Well, He sinned when he said Sarah was not his sister, was his sister and not his wife. And these are all men God chose. David sinned with Bathsheba and even had her husband killed. And this list goes on and on. Oh, we can't forget Samson and Delilah, now can we? He had that beautiful hair, and then she cut it off, and he lost his strength. So, God used all these people, and they still had sin in their life. And we know there's not one perfect person on this earth. There has only been one, and that's Jesus Christ, and he's in heaven waiting for us. Now, think about this. Have we ever compared ourselves to someone else? Thinking, man, I wouldn't do the things they're doing. No, I wouldn't do them things. Or way they're talking, you say, well, that ain't the right way. But do we judge others for the things they do? And do they judge us for the things we do? That's a good question, ain't it? I have a solution to that question. Think on this after I said, we do judge others, they judge us. But Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 says, judge not that ye be judged. Instead of being judgmental to others, we need to show compassion. That's kind of hard to do, ain't it? And brotherly love toward one another, even when someone has done us wrong. God didn't tell us to go get even with them. He can handle that department, but we always need to help him out, but we always get in trouble when we do. See, John 1:8 says, if we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth's not in us. In both Scripture and church history, people have excused their wrongdoing sins, which is wrongdoings is sins, all the while claiming to be right with God. Think about that. Claiming to be right with God. And you know what? Sometimes we do think it's our Christian duty to help God out. But the only problem with this is in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And then in Proverbs 16:27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips are burning in a fire. Just this last week, we seen how evil our world has got. There was a track meet in Frisco, Texas, and two brothers, 17-year-old twin brothers, were in a tent, and a guy from the other school come over there and start an argument and stabbed the one brother in the heart. His twin held him while he died. And it was all over a chair. That's what it amounted to. He wanted the chair. And that's how evil our world has gotten today. There's no more morality, it seems like. There's no more morality in our world today. But in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9, who can say, I have made my heart clean. I am pure from my sin. These are good verses, but you know what? God doesn't need our help to point out the faults of others, because when you're pointing your finger out there, you got three more pointing back at yourself. And don't do it like that. You point like that, not like this. You know why God doesn't need our help? He already knows. He already knows what we're going to do before we do it. But remember this, only God can forgive our sins, but we have to ask for forgiveness. And not only ask for forgiveness, we need to repent from our sins. And this is a good one. Some people love to gossip about what another people, a person, had done or said. And you know what? It's just their duty, their obligation to know and tell everybody. And in the end, it said, and God just wanted me to tell you that. No, God said, why do they do that? Maybe they think they're perfect. Or, this is a good one, do they like to stir up trouble and start trouble? Now, what we as Christians, this is going to be hard, but this, what we as Christians really need to do is control the most powerful muscle in our body. Yeah. It's not this. No. That most powerful muscle is the tongue. Think how powerful it is. It may be used to uplift a person going through a hard time in their life. Or it can be used to criticize and tear a person down. Psalms 52:2 says, the tongue deviseth mischief, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. 52:4, thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. See, God knew we was going to use that tongue for something besides tasting. He knew we could use it to lift up people or we could tear them down. So, in James chapter 3, verse 6 says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. Setteth on fire the course of nature. I'm going to back up a minute. We had a fire in Redosa started by a husband and a wife that were disgruntled with the citizens of Redosa, and they talked among themselves, and that's how the fire got started. That's free. And it is set on fire of hell. So this is very important. And it's hard for a lot of people to do. We need to think before we speak. Especially when we're mad or upset with someone. And remember this. Once words are spoken, they can't be taken back. They're gone. The person's heard it. Whether they be good, bad, or indifferent, when you speak something and a person hears it, it's there. And when it's bad, and even when we apologize to that person for what we said or did, And they have accepted the apologies from us. But remember this. They will always remember what we said. And not only that will they remember, we will remember too what we said. It's called a conscience. Do you know this world would be perfect if God had totally kicked Satan out and hadn't gave us a free will? We would have a perfect world. But that's not what God wanted. God didn't want us to be obedient robots. He wanted us to come to Him to love Him ourselves as individuals. See, we need to let God be our guide. But you know what? We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I don't know how many times I made mistakes up in Edosa the last 3 days. But why do you think a person might do this? Is it to make a person feel bad and make you feel better? Make them feel better? But you know what? There are some people that just enjoy hurting others. They really are. And you know why they do it? They might do it because they feel bad about themselves. So they're feeling bad. They don't want everybody around them to feel bad. Instead of trying to uplift each other, they try to tear each other down. Or maybe they never heard the salvation message. I was in California, and this lady was in her 50s. We were sifting for a 2-foot by 3-foot Buddha. And we never found it. And we always present a Bible and we pray. And before we prayed, the lady said, well, I'm just so open-minded, I accept all religions. And I told her, well, you know, the only problem with that is there's over 4,000 religions, but there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And she had the shock, the look on her face. 50 years old and never heard it. And I took the Bible, I gave it to her, I said, now you get in the book of John, and you read the book of John, and you will get the truth about salvation, because she wouldn't accept it from us. She has to see it for herself. So I hope I planted a good seed, because she was accepting all religions. That was free. So then a person, the salvation message, or they have heard it and rejected it. So they really don't care about another person's feelings. They just don't care. It's all, this is the world today. It's all about themselves. It's all about ourselves. We will come to church if we don't have nothing else better to do. But then there's a person, they may want to hurt someone to get even with them. You did this to me, I'm going to do that to you. And that's the good old sin nature we have inside of us. So instead of thinking of ways to get even with the person for the bad things said or done, we should be lifted up in prayer. And this is hard. We need to pray for them that have hurt us. And ask for God's guidance in the situation. And you know what? If we will let the Holy Spirit guide us, it will change how we act and what we say. And we need to remember that we can only change ourselves and we pray for them, and God can change their attitude, their situation, when they accept Him and do His will. And if we let God lead us, we'll have less trouble controlling that powerful muscle inside our mouth with our thoughts. Helps us control our tongue. And you know what? So it's up to us to ask for God help when sin comes knocking on the door of our heart. Y'all got to remember this. Because Satan knows our every weakness. You think you know your weakness? Satan knows it better. And Satan knows our every weakness and will try to use it against us. Because we need to lift up each other when there is trouble in our lives and Satan wants to get the best of us. But if we pray and ask God, and you know what's even better? Instead of praying for yourself, get your prayer partner. Can you imagine two people praying together? Satan just hates that, but there ain't nothing he can do about it. Because we need to lift each other up when there's trouble in our lives, and Satan wants to get the best of us, but we're not. We also need to remember, I went back to them, Adam and Eve all through. When we sin, there's consequences. See, when Adam and Eve sinned, they got kicked out of paradise. They got kicked out of the garden where they had everything and had life easy. Cain went from being a farmer to a vagabond. Couldn't settle nowhere, just went from place to place. And Abraham caused problems for Pharaoh because he told Sarah it was his sister. And when Pharaoh found out, he had him leave. And then, y'all remember David and Bathsheba? Their child died. And y'all remember what happened to poor Samson when Delilah cut his hair? He lost his sight. But in the end, God used every one of these individuals. So no matter what our sins are, if we confess, God will use us. There's not a perfect person on this earth that God cannot use if they're willing. And that's the key word, willing to let God use us. So we sin, there's accountability, and we have to accept it. There's consequences we have to accept. But you know what? There's good news. There's great news. Jesus is on our side to forgive us and help us to deal with Satan. Because we can't do it by ourselves. We cannot fight Satan by ourselves. That's just the bottom line. We can't. So, what we need to do is put our trust in Jesus and pray to Him for victory over the sin that Satan tempts us with. And with Jesus' help, we can overcome any sin. Just let Jesus help us and be our guide. And that guide is our Bible. Now, I cut this short today. So I'll close with this. Always, the letters LFFJ. Live free, follow Jesus. In James 4:17, therefore to him that knoweth to do sin and doeth it not. No, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and I've read this so many times, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So when we see somebody in need and we don't go by, we know we should help them and we don't, that's sin. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for using me. We ask Heavenly Father to, once again, Miss Georgiana and Brother Gary, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we just pray for all the ones that are traveling and the ones that are stuck on I-40. Heavenly Father, just give the roads clearance so they can get where they're going. And I thank you for using me. And I ask these things, give thanks in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the message today. I pray that you know Jesus as your personal Savior. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior and would like to talk with someone, we would love to talk with you. We are in the Carlsbad, New Mexico area at 4103 West Texas Street. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning services start at 10:45 a.m. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study that meets at 6 p.m. We encourage you to get connected to a local church in your community and get involved in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. To stay up to date on all the happenings at Happy Valley Baptist Church, you can go to facebook.com/HVBCNM. That is facebook.com/HVBCNM, as in Happy Valley Baptist Church, New Mexico. To find additional podcast sermons, you can go to podcast.hvbcnm.org. Thank you and God bless.